first time the doctor placed you in my arms. I knew I'd meet death before I let you meet harm. Although questions arose in my mind, would I be man enough against wrong? Choose right.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. It's Anita and Olivia. We're talking about Father's Day. Well, I know it's a couple of weeks away, but it's time now to talk about those Father's Day gifts. And of course, Olivia and I always want to talk about travel gifts, combining those things together and coming up with ideas for those dads in your lives.
Yes, and it's especially a good idea to kind of get ahead of it if you are planning on giving the gift of travel. And in the last segment, we talked about travel gear that you could gift your fathers in your life. And they can be used in their everyday life or on a trip. So they're kind of suggestive, but here we're a bit more literal and we're going to talk about some trip ideas, some destinations that maybe you and your dad can take.
Right. And that doesn't mean that we're trying to rush you into doing this trip on Father's Day or for the Father's Day weekend. You're giving the gift of travel that you can take sometime later. And even it could just be a suggestion and maybe a pamphlet or some information about the destination. And then you can book the trip with all of the hotels and airfare or, you know, driving routes or whichever, you know, you would need to do in this case, you can do that later.
Exactly. I mean, planning together might be, you know, the fun part. So
yeah,
just to get the ball rolling.
Absolutely. Okay, so any ideas of some great destinations for those dads in our lives?
First, we're looking at Fredericksburg, Texas, which is located in Central Texas, a.k.a. Hill Country, so very beautiful. It's well known for its wineries and also its display of German heritage and traditions, which is kind of a unique feature for some, you know, a town in the middle of Texas.
It is. And so many people usually think of Fredericksburg, Virginia, think about, you know, sort of the East Coast area here. But there is a Fredericksburg, Texas, and there's a lot of great history there, a lot of great traditions, as you mentioned, from the German heritage.
It almost feels like a European countryside is how people describe it, especially because there are over 24 wineries, breweries, and distilleries. They're all on the rise in the area.
That is very, very true. I mean, it is definitely wine country for Texas. But also, too, for the history buff, if you have dads in your lives that are really into history, you can visit President Lyndon B. Johnson's ranch, which became known as the Texas White House, because he spent a lot of time on that particular ranch. But also, too, his birthplace is in that area as well. And you can see, if you go there, a collection of cars and other vehicles, as well as the Sawyer Beckman Living History Farm, to see demonstrations of things like sausage making, sheep shearing, canning, all kinds of things that we think about when we think about sort of that country living.
Yes, and they are all connected within that LBJ National Historical Park.
Exactly. But they have a historic district, too.
Right in the heart of Fredericksburg, there are over 80 points of interest, such as old homes, long-standing shops, and self-guided walking tour maps are available once you get there, so you can kind of go at your own pace.
Lots of great shopping and really some good art galleries there as well, too. So if you have a guy in your life who's really into that kind of thing as well, some really great art there. And it's almost unexpected when you think about a small town like Fredericksburg.
Exactly. And one of the most iconic structures right there in Fredericksburg is the Varens Kirch Museum, which is also called the Society's Church. So it's a collection of artifacts and photos that detail Fredericksburg's history. So that's a great combination of history, art, and culture.
Yep. And another really good point there, too, if you like museums and history kind of combined, the National Museum of the Pacific War is a complex dedicated to all who served in the Pacific War. It's located in Fredericksburg. Again, another kind of, oh, really? And it's a tribute to the Fleet Admiral Chester Nimitz, who led the Allied war effort in the Pacific against the attack on Pearl Harbor. And, you know, I've spent a little bit of time in Honolulu, especially when I was training for Pan Am, and we were right on Nimitz Boulevard. And I always kind of wondered, well, who was this guy that had so much history right here in Hawaii?
Now you know Fredericksburg was his hometown. The museum is located in what was formerly the Nimitz Steamboat Hotel, which was an inn owned by the Admiral's grandfather. So a long family history there.
A long family history, and it's a fitting place to have a museum for him as well. Now, what about Denver, Colorado? That was once your home.
Yes, I used to live in Colorado, and Denver is a beautiful city. It actually has more annual hours of sunshine throughout the year than San Diego and Miami. And it also brews more beer than any city. Think the Coors Brewery.
That's right.
And of course, the Rocky Mountains are nearby. So a lot going on in Denver.
That is true. That is true. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And Olivia and I are discussing all of these great tips and some great suggestions as well, Olivia, for people to plan a great trip for Father's Day as a gift.
Absolutely. And Denver is great if the fathers in your life are liking food, because it's a great food city. One particular food trend that it's getting in on is the rise of food halls, where you can enjoy lots of different cuisines all in one shared space. And one particular spot is Central Market, where you can get wood-fired pizza, fresh baked bread, and gourmet chocolate all within the same space.
And Uptown and Five Points is an area that is home to lots of cafes, pubs, bistros with outdoor patios to take in all of that sunshine that you mentioned and just that really beautiful weather. And it seems like to me the sky in Denver is always just a pretty blue color. You get a bit of rain out there, but when that blue sky comes in, it's really a beautiful blue sky. And you want to enjoy it at places like this when you can sit outside.
It's gorgeous, especially with the Rocky Mountains, a perfect view right from the city.
Exactly. Now, Door County, you have to tell me about that because you were recently there.
Yes, I just got back from Door County, Wisconsin, and I'm looking forward to kind of taking a deeper dive into the area. But for now, it's located on a peninsula that's between Green Bay and Lake Michigan, so it has lots of shoreline. And what it's known for are its cherry orchards, and it's also kind of considered the Cape Cod of the Midwest because it's got a lot of beautiful little, you know, waterfront towns.
And there are five state parks there with 11 historic lighthouses, something you don't necessarily think about with Wisconsin.
Absolutely. And a great thing about Door County is it has 19 unique communities. And within those communities, you'll see a lot of family-owned restaurants and really proud locals of their town. So if you're looking for kind of a small town, easygoing feel right on the water, Door County is really a great option.
And I would say a great option for those guys in our lives that love to go fishing. So if you have a fisherman in your life that is a dad, here's a good trip that would be a really good gift for that dad.
Yes, or if he just likes to eat fish, he can go watch a traditional fish boil ceremony where they use white fish that were caught in Door County. And locals and visitors all gather around the fire to watch a boil master cook the fish. And then it's served, often with lots of homemade side dishes like coleslaw, bread, and of course, cherry pie for dessert. You've got to use the Door County cherries.
Exactly. You can't leave that out. And in the form of a pie? Sounds pretty good to
yes.
me. And then one last idea, too, if you really want to do something big and grand for that dad this year, is maybe put him on a river cruise and maybe have him take along mom as well. Or maybe you can go along with and have a dad trip along with you. And river cruises are a great option because it's viewing of a lot of the riverfronts along Europe. But also, too, you can check them out in the United States as well as in Asia. Really, you can find river cruises all over the place. And they're great options because they can get into those little small docks in areas and towns that the large cruise ships cannot get into.
Absolutely. It's kind of like train rides. You're seeing a part of the country or the world that you wouldn't normally be able to access. And when you're on a river cruise, you also have all the luxurious amenities on board.
Exactly. Wi-Fi is usually included. A lot of times alcohol would be included, or if not all of the alcohol, at least wine with dinner. So it really does make for a nice experience without you having to go back and forth into your pocket to pull out the money.
And it's also a more personal experience because most river cruises only carry up to 200 passengers. So you get to know the staff and also your fellow passengers really well.
And, you know, whenever you're going on a trip, you want to think about travel insurance. We talk about that all the time. You want to think about Allianz for your great travel insurance. They're great for if your trip is going to be canceled, postponed, anything like that, even medical. So check out their website at AllianzUSA.com. So today's show is brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. So check out their website again at AllianzUSA.com. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about the holiday season that's coming up. That's Memorial Day. And we have some great safety tips for your teens that are hopping in the car to help you take that road trip. Back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
I didn't want to listen to what you were saying. I thought that I knew all I need to know. I didn't realize that